Hello, fellow creatives. Today, I am discussing something I know you will be interested in. And how do I know? Well, because almost every conversation I have with either an emerging or even an established filmmaker or content producer leads to the same question. How do you distribute your impact films or documentaries? The thing is, there is no one clear-cut answer that I can give because in 2022 there are endless ways to distribute your film and the landscape is constantly changing too. And for the better, if you're an independent content producer or filmmaker, in fact, there has never been a better era to be producing work and getting it out into the world. Now, you may be thinking that it's getting more and more competitive. There's more and more content being made. Video is so accessible that anyone with an iPhone can make a film, and there's just so many platforms. It's a saturated marketplace, and you're perhaps worried that you'll never be able to stand out without an experienced distributor on board. So stop. Take a breath. No one else is you, and so whatever you create is going to be unique to you and your voice. Sure, anyone can make a video, but can they make a great video? And can they produce a feature film? And also, you know what, you're right. It's a time of change, and all of those concerns are realistic. But I don't believe that they are necessarily valid when it comes to your opportunities for distribution. In fact, is it possible that they are more of an excuse to not get started on your project? A really good quote I recently came across was by Donald Barthelme. He said, "Endings are elusive. Middles are nowhere to be found. But worst of all is to begin, to begin, to begin." Yep, it's all part of the creative process, and beginning can be the hardest part. And we are always looking for ways to stall, be distracted, or tell ourselves our idea just isn't going to work, so there's just no sense in starting. So my mission today is to convince you that there has never been a better time to get your work out into the world and have control over who sees it and how they see it. And do not let that fear of distribution be the stopping force. You need to begin. So if you're a new listener, then welcome to the Moonshine Moonshot podcast. I'm your host, Sue Collins, and this is where I share tips and info that I've learned over the past 15 years producing film and video content. I've also just launched the Moonshine Communications Academy, where I teach more through online courses. The way I released films 15 years ago is quite different to how we go about doing it now. Long gone are the days where engaging a distributor was the key to getting your film out into the world. I've also let go of the fantasy that having my films in festivals was the answer to finding a huge audience and getting brilliant distribution deals off the back of the festival release. Now, don't get me wrong, festivals are fantastic and worth striving for, but it does depend on what outcome you're seeking. If you're looking for acclaim, awards, notoriety, networking, and oh, come on, it is wonderful to have those wreaths on your movie poster and the recognition of the festival acceptance. And if that's what you're looking for, then festivals are a really good way to go. But be warned, because if your purpose is to attach a distributor or get your film picked up by a streaming platform, sadly, this only happens for a select few films, and a festival is unlikely to provide you with significant financial return. And you also have to be really careful about the release timing, as many festivals want a premiere, and that can really limit how and when you release your film. Another thing that I find is that many filmmakers still think that they'll create work and then attach a distributor. So they don't put a lot of thought into how they'll find an audience and how their film will go out into the world. After all, a distributor is responsible for all that, right? Well, yes and no. If you can attach a distributor, and that is not a sure thing, but if you can, then yes, their job is to put your film out into the world. And how they do that, how much priority they give your film in their catalogue, and how much they will commit to marketing your work, that is a big unknown. And no matter how good your contract looks to be, things change, and you really need to be clear on your numbers when you do your contracting, or you can find that any returns due to you can be swallowed up in marketing costs on the distributor's side, leaving you with very little. So where does that leave you if you are not prioritizing getting into a festival or aiming to attach a distributor with an exclusive right to your film? What sort of distribution could you consider? A theatrical release? Video on demand, YouTube or broadcast television? Maybe it's a combination. Once you set a path, the next step is working out who will help you distribute your film. Will you do all of it yourself? Are you considering working with an outreach producer or putting a team together? And how do you go about building an audience to put your film in front of? Because after all, that's the whole other layer you really should be giving some thought to as well. If your head is spinning, don't panic. This podcast is to help you figure out how to go about distributing a documentary or factual project or an impact film. My co-producer Mike Hill and I also zoned in on this very topic in the latest episode on the Moonshine Moonshot YouTube episode as well. So if you prefer to watch, just head over to Moonshine Communications Academy's channel on YouTube when you're finished listening here. But I do talk about different things here, so please do stick around. So firstly, let's get into it. What is film distribution? In simple terms, film distribution is how you get your project in front of an audience. Once you've made your film, you want people to watch it. Of course, that's the whole point to this, isn't it? But it can be a complicated mystery at times, which is why it's so important to research all your options. Getting your content in front of an audience while also seeing a return on your investment is no easy feat, but it is an essential piece of the filmmaking puzzle, especially if you want to make more films. What's more, there are now numerous ways to release your film to the general public. Cinemas or DVDs are no longer the stock standard choice, but they are still a choice, even if they might sound quaint in the age of streaming sites and video on demand. So what are your film distribution options? The digital age has opened many doors for filmmakers. From Facebook to Netflix and everything in between, distribution has never been more possible. These are just a few of the avenues you might consider when you're thinking about how to distribute your film. Number one, video on demand. Now, this includes streaming sites such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Stan, and there are many, many more. Two, cinema on demand. And these are also kind of a type of distributor as well. And there's platforms like Tug or Demand Film if you want to check out more about cinema on demand. Three, hosted screenings. This is where you can encourage people to do individual screenings of your film for their audiences. YouTube, the biggest online video sharing platform in the world. Five, pay-per-view through Vimeo, a video hosting and sharing site that has great tools for selling directly to your audience. Six, DVD and Blu-rays. Yes, trust me, some people still do watch DVDs. It just depends on the region that you're marketing your film to. Broadcast television, which is the more traditional route, but still could be a really good one depending on the topic of your film. Theatrical release. If you're dreaming of seeing your film on the big silver screen, then you probably do want to pursue a theatrical release. And of course, social media. Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, each provide opportunities to share video content and get people excited about your feature film. Many of these, particularly cinema on demand, hosted screenings, YouTube and social media, can be easily set up without the assistance of a third party. So how do you build an audience and ensure people will actually see your film? I'd like to take it back a step before moving further because while all of the distribution models above are worth your consideration, if you don't have an audience to distribute to, you are never going to drive results. So what does that mean? It means you need to build an audience before you even think about distributing your film, probably before you even finish making it. As I mentioned earlier, you shouldn't assume that the work of finding an audience is in the hands of a distributor. When we begin planning our impact films, we generally give ourselves 8 to 12 months to run up, if not even longer, to find an audience, build anticipation, and accelerate interest ahead of the film's release. We do this by publishing a steady stream of content across social media, YouTube, e-newsletters, through our project partner networks. The content will include everything from short films, and they can be anything up to, 5 to 9 minutes long, micro films, which are, typically 30 seconds to around 2 minutes, and images and quotes and all the other types of content that you can think of that you would generally make for social media. And YouTube is by far and away one of my favorite platforms to gain momentum, find an audience, and raise awareness for documentaries ahead of an official release. It gets a really big tick from me, and I'll cycle back why I love YouTube so much in just a minute. But my team and I used the lead-up period, which was around, 8 to 12 months, to assess exactly who our audience is, what social platforms they're present on, and what interests them. And we can tailor our content appropriately. And this is the project stage where I really lean into the principles and theories that I teach in the Define Your Ideal Audience course that I've produced through the Moonshine Communications Academy. And you can easily learn more about that course over at www.moonshinecommunicationsacademy.com if you're keen to learn more about how to build an audience for your own work. So when it comes to distribution, especially for impact films, I am really passionate about hosted screenings. As I mentioned earlier, there are many routes that you can go down when it comes to distributing your film. And while every model has its place, I do tend to focus on releasing our films through hosted screenings. And what that means is that we invite anyone who's engaged with the project or who fits into our ideal audience profile to share the film directly with their communities. For our films, this tends to be organisations, not-for-profits, hospitals, educational institutions, and also individuals. And they might run the event at a local cinema, at a public library, at a university lecture hall, or even in a private home. There are just so many ways to run these screenings, and you can also monetize the events if you choose to make them ticketed, or you could ask your host to pay off one off screening fee. So these events are especially good at building engagement, as you can include a panel discussion or Q&A to drive conversations, raise awareness for the subject matter of your film, and encourage audience members to spread the word about your film, which hopefully will lead to more hosted screenings. And if you're making a project that's designed to have an impact, hosting screenings is definitely one to consider. And you no longer need a distributor to enable this because many cinemas, particularly independent ones, are open to working directly with producers and filmmakers to let them have the one-off screenings of their films. So in my opinion, distributing your film through hosted screenings gives you a lot more control than going through a third-party distributor. It's also really rewarding to watch the number of hosted screenings climb each week or each month. And if it's a better option for you due to your capacity to organise and promote this type of screening, then there are distributors who specialise in this. It's the model called Cinema On Demand. And I have worked with a couple of Cinema On Demand providers. I've had mixed results. Just be careful to make sure that you're okay with the deal terms and wherever possible, get non-exclusive so that you can do your own thing when you want to. The way I distributed my first impact film, which was called Life Before Death, it was released in 2012. The documentary centres on a particularly challenging topic, palliative care and pain relief. So I knew it would be difficult to have the project commissioned by a commercial network and or on broadcast television. Life Before Death is also an impact film, meaning it's very much designed to inform audiences, educate viewers and encourage them to take action. And after liaising with several broadcasters and distributors to get the film into the world, we quickly realised that it is not fit for, that it wasn't fit for a traditional path, even though, ironically, it has actually been picked up by a number of different distributors and broadcasters over the years, including Amazon Prime. So we asked organisations and community groups to host their own screenings of the film, and to date, there have been over 350 screenings in 60-plus countries. We also published a series of short films on YouTube before distributing the feature film, and over the past 10 years, those short films have continued to clock thousands and thousands of views. In the first 5 years, the YouTube channel gained close to a million views, and since then, it's reached almost 3 million. And this is without advertising. This is all organic reach. So I'm actually very proud of that one because it's just going and going and going, and we're not actually doing very much to fan the flames these days. People are just discovering it for themselves. I actually think the project is connecting with a greater audience now than it did when we first released. And that is why, as I mentioned earlier, I love YouTube so much. So I highly recommend YouTube for all your video projects. What else do you want to know? I have focused a lot on hosted screenings as a means to distribute your film in this particular podcast because it's been hugely successful for the 6 impact films that I've produced. But there, of course, have been many, many options available to you. If you're interested to learn more about any of the other options that I listed, such as video on demand or streaming services, just let me know by direct message on Instagram, which you can find me at Moonshine Communications Academy, or just send me an email to support@moonshinecommunicationsacademy.com. There's just so many layers and so much information I can share on the topic of distribution. But I'm keen to know what you want to learn about, and then I can share more tailored content for you on that. Do not let a fear that it is getting more and more competitive, that there's more and more content being made. Video is so accessible that anyone with an iPhone can make a film, and there are just so many platforms. It's a saturated market, and you'll never be able to stand out without an experienced distributor get in the way of your getting started. Remember to begin. You will find a way and you can find an audience for your work. So get out there, start creating, and if you could do me one quick favor and subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on, I would be very grateful. I'll speak to you again next Tuesday.